This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
More than 653,000 FFA members will be celebrating the role agriculture plays in our daily lives this week for National FFA Week. Since 1947, the week has ran Saturday to Saturday and encompassed February 22nd, which is George Washington's birthday. This year it kicked off on the 17th and runs through this coming Saturday. Several local FFA chapters have activities planned throughout the week, and this morning we'll hear from the Gillespie FFA president, Nick Spencer.
So throughout the week we're going to have challenges that we do at lunch along with dress-up days. Tuesday will be camouflage day along with a saltine cracker eating contest at lunch. Wednesday is red, white, and blue day with pie eating contest. Thursday is farm dress-up day along with milk chugging. And Friday is blue and gold day along with the tug-of-war contest at lunch.
And besides those activities taking place throughout the school day, a couple of extra things going on for the FFA alumni group.
Yes, on February 22nd at 6 p.m. we will have our FFA alumni chili supper in the high school cafeteria. And on the 24th from 7 to 10 in the high school cafeteria, we'll be having our alumni pancake and sausage breakfast.
And prices, do we need to know, is there a price to get in or just price for the meal?
The chili supper is free, and the pancake and sausage breakfast is $7 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under.
These are great activities, and I know Gillespie tries to host them every year, and it gets people together and shows support for FFA alumni members and also students like you, Nick, who are working on programs and projects daily in the high school.
Oh yeah, it's always good to get kids involved throughout the high school, and even with all the projects that we have throughout the school year, it's just good to do stuff throughout FFA week and get kids involved.
So we're in the middle of February, and it's still cold outside, so we're not doing a lot of activities yet related to spring, but I think you guys have some stuff planned for when it does warm up.
Oh yeah, so we normally have our FFA banquet coming up in the springtime, and we'll be doing things with FFA and welding, like we'll do projects for the city of Bunnell, and we'll work Italian-American days over the summer, and we'll work Black Diamond days too. So we look forward to those events coming up too.
Those are all fun, and it's great that you guys are so involved. And Nick, you're serving as president this year, and you're a senior, so the end of high school will be here before you know it. So can you talk to us about your future plans?
Yeah, it's high school is kind of coming to an end. It came pretty fast. Seems like just yesterday I was a freshman, scared of all the seniors in the lunchroom. But my future plans, I plan to either go to Illinois College and major in ag business or SIUC to major in ag business. So either one of those two are an option for me.
Well, it sounds like you've got great things in store for your future, and we wish you the best of luck. And as you're reflecting back on those 4 years of high school, I know you've been really involved with FFA and Mr. Spencer. Obviously, he's your dad, so that's been kind of, I guess it would be fun to have your dad as a teacher. You might have a different opinion, but anything that you would like to say reflecting back on your involvement in FFA?
My involvement in FFA, I mean, I had my dad for a teacher for 4 years. I mean, he made me go to, like, national and state FFA conventions, like, start of fourth grade year, and then I started going to the Section 15 lock-ins and stuff when I was in sixth grade, and he took me to all those, and it really involved me in FFA. And last night I interviewed for my state degree, and I think I did pretty okay on that. My FFA experience throughout high school was great. I couldn't have asked for a better ag teacher to lead me through it.
Well, it's great that you've had such a fun and exciting time in FFA, and you had your State FFA degree interview. Tell us about your record book. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but what was your interview about?
My interview was basically, it went over my record book, my swine placement book, my beef placement book, and my oil crop production. And I basically just I explained to the judges my skills and tasks and everything that I do throughout my record book, and they asked me questions towards the end, and I had to answer those, so it was a pretty good experience.
Nick Spencer, president of the Gillespie FFA chapter. Once again, those dates to remember, Thursday evening at 6 p.m., Gillespie FFA alumni are having a chili supper in the high school cafeteria, and Saturday morning from 7 to 10 a.m., the Gillespie FFA alumni are hosting their annual breakfast. and that's also taking place in the high school cafeteria. Well, in other news, the ag industry typically looks at documentaries about American agriculture with more than a little trepidation. However, the History Channel says it's putting together a documentary about American agriculture with no agenda in mind. The TV channel and Bobcat Studios is working on an 8-part series tentatively titled The American Farmer. While the show is still in development, the current plan is for cameras to follow 5 farming families throughout planting, growing, and harvesting seasons. The series will be filmed in locations across the country, ranging from New Hampshire to Tennessee to Alaska. Jeff Brick is in charge of the series for the History Channel and says one of the things that Bobcat Studio founder Thomas Beers likes to say is most documentaries are told from a certain point of view, and those points of view rarely seem to be the farmers. The production team recently spent time at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, trying to get a sense of what American farmers were about. Brick called farmers heroic people who are gambling everything, risking everything every year, taking out huge operating loans, trying to control Mother Nature, and still put food on the table for all of us. Well, Representatives Earl Blumenauer of Oregon and Jim McGovern of Massachusetts introduced the Saving America's Pollinators Act. The legislation is designed to protect the health of honeybees and other critical pollinators. Estimates are that the U.S. lost 1/3 of honeybee colonies between 2016 and 2017, with similar losses occurring in previous years. To help bring a halt to the trend, the legislation suspends the use of bee-toxic insecticides, which have been linked to the declining population of pollinators. It also would require the EPA to do a thorough evaluation to make sure using these insecticides is not adversely affecting pollinator populations. Blumenauer says a healthy food system depends on healthy pollinators. To keep the status quo is like flying blind. We shouldn't be using these insecticides when we don't know for sure how they're affecting pollinators. The EPA has a responsibility to get to the bottom of this in order to protect our pollinators. McGovern says that protecting pollinators is essential to the sustainability of our nation's food supply, and studies estimate that one of every 3 bites of food Americans eat is from a crop pollinated by honeybees. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.